With the government records, we have a series of processes that we have to go through. So then we work with the state and county agencies, and so they know exactly which records they're creating that have to come here. And those are mostly things that are permanent value, like meeting minutes or reports that talk about what an agency does. But for the manuscript collections, the personal papers, those, when we get approached from people who want to donate, those are, we look at those and talk about whether, do we have them already? You know, what's new and unique about them? They have to be South Dakota. So we have a whole series of questions that we work our way through, because we're really, really picky about what we take.